I'm joined on the line by John B. Bliss, whose new young adult novel, The Murder Boys, is out now through Crime Wave Press. John, how are you this afternoon?
I'm great, Stuart. Yeah, good to talk to you, yeah.
It's good to talk to you too, man. Now, one of my first questions is, what's the B for?
Ah, well, long story. It's not that long, but here we go. it's for Bennett, actually, of one N and one T. And you don't see that spelling around much. And but when I was passing through Cambridge one time, I noticed it, Cambridge in the UK, a street, Bennett Street. And I just wonder, maybe if I was conceived there.
That's an interesting thing to wonder too.
I've never asked my parents this.
It's not something you can, really, is it? Excuse
no,
me,
I think,
was
yeah.
I?
No.
No.
No. Well, now it's on the air, so there you go.
Yeah. Anyway, your new book, The Murder Boys, is out now through Crime Wave Press. It's their first young adult title, and if they hadn't told me that, I wouldn't have really known, because I was really enjoying it and thinking, this is really good. What do you mean it's young adult? I don't normally read young adults. Are you proud of your first work?
I am. Yes, I am. I you know, obviously, when you write something and you seriously, you know, endeavouring to get it published, you reread it an awful lot, and you know, the cringe count is there. Sometimes I think, oh, you know, I could have written that a little bit better. Or I would do that differently if I were to come at it again. But in general, yeah, I enjoy it. I think it's a page turner. I think it's got a good plot. I like the characters. And in general, you know, in fact, almost unanimously, the feedback's been great on it. So that's fantastic.
Can you give us a bit of a potted plot of it for those of us who aren't sort of holding a copy at the moment?
Of course, yeah. It's about a couple of kids in the summer of 1977. In Oxford, one of those long, hot summers, and there's a kind of gang, you know, these boys have got together, as these boys tend to do. There's a rather unhealthy sort of bullying dynamic that's going on within the gang, and the early part of the novel explores that. Things get out of hand very, very quickly, and the gang leader ends up underwater in the canal, presumed dead, and the boys go off on the run. And it's really about the adventures they get into there. The story is really, I think, about myth. It's about what happens on the borders of imagination, and it's very deliberately set pre-internet, because I've got a kind of theory that the internet sort of destroyed myth to a certain extent. Information got verifiable, and in this, they really start to lose sight of really what's true and what isn't. And but in the end, they come home.
It's got a real sort of Life on Mars feel to it, because I'm a big Life on Mars fan, obviously.
Yeah.
That's when you said, oh, yes, pre-internet and, you know, information become unverifiable, I'm thinking, this does sound like, you know, when I'm reading this, I'm thinking, this feels like Life on Mars. It also feels like you lived a lot of it.
Well...
Because, you know, I looked at your bio, and you're sort of about my age, grew up in the 70s and 80s, you know, that sort of feeling to it. And a lot of first-time authors are fairly biographical. How much of you is in The Murder Boys?
Well, honestly, as a starting point, yes. I did have a long, hot summer, and we did get into a bit of trouble. That's where it ends, really. some of the dynamics are there. And I think when you write, if you write too much autobiographical, it's not interesting really for your reader, because it's endlessly interesting to you because it happened to you. And so therefore, if you tell a little bit of it, it seems incredibly interesting to you. But I think as a writer, you kind of learn that you have to get beyond that, because it will not necessarily be so interesting for the reader. So you delve into your experience, certainly, but then you use your imagination as well. Mm. And while I hope, you know, that the characters ring true and the relationships between the characters ring true, they're not real characters. They're composites. There's bits and bobs of my experience all sort of, you know, thrown into a pot and served out differently from how they came in.
Best thought, because I'd hate to be talking to you and going, and how much did you get for murder? Yeah.
Well, I've just come out.
Yes.
Actually, if you want to write a book, going inside for a long stretch, I imagine might be... I imagine.
Yeah.
Might be.
having read some of these books by some of these authors who've done long stretches, no. If you are illiterate when you go into prison, you are not going to be writing a page-turner when you come out.
Well, that may be the case.
But speaking of writing, something I ask all the authors I get coming through, what drew you to write? What first made you write?
Well, it is an interesting question. It's one I've been thinking about, you know, a lot recently. And I actually, strange enough, I think I wrote my first book when I was about 7 years old. It was a kind, and strange enough, it was a kind of, you know, boy goes off on an adventure sort of story. I don't remember much of what happened in it. But I do know that my father very kindly sort of published it for me, or, you know, formatted it and put it together. And so I had a book. The only detail I remember from it was that he had to live off dead goslings for a while in his adventure. And, I mean, from there, I don't know. I've been creative in all sorts of ways, I think, throughout my life, whether it's songwriting or filmmaking. But the writing's something that comes upon you won't go away. I think it's something that just is knocking on your shoulder and saying, look, write. And it's a hard process to sit down and actually get, you know, the pages out. Mm. But it chooses you rather than you choose it, is what I'm trying to say, I think.
Yeah.
It ambushes you, and there's this story which you just feel compelled to write. And certainly that was the way with The Murder Boys.
Author I interviewed about 20 years ago once said, writing's like an infection and you're trying to purge the pus out onto the page. And I thought, well, yes, I think it's a little voice on your shoulder that's urging you to write works a lot better than that analogy, though.
Well,
although it depends on what you're writing.
Yeah.
The Murder Boys is your first novel, but I understand that you have another one in the works that you would really like to get out, which...
Yes.
The name is Essential Oil. That's a lovely name.
Thank you.
I looked at that and thought, yeah, that's a great name for a book because you get all the hippies buying it.
Well, yes, although it's not really, but it sort of is a hippie book. There's a sort of play on words there, really, because, in many ways, it's a motorcycle novel.
Hmm.
It's about the lead character, who is Richard Turner, in fact. Taken forward, you know, some years, a different animal perhaps from the Murder Boys. He's got a bike, he's got a motorcycle. In fact, Triumph Bonneville made the same year as him. And I've kind of sort of thought about that as a kind of analogy for authenticity, that he wants this British bike constructed in the same year as him. And so the oil, in a sense, refers to the motorcycle. But it also refers to... kind of human relationships and what you need to do in terms of figuring your place out in the world. And, of course, there is that hippie connotation that comes in there as well. So, as a working title, I like it. And with The Murder Boys, I really struggled with the title. It went through several incarnations before it. I arrived at The Murder Boys.
Yeah, a lot of authors have said, you know, I hand the manuscript in, get somebody else to pick the title because it kills me.
Yeah.
Because, you know what you want to call it, and the marketing people know what they want to call it, and they're not the same thing.
Yeah.
Now, you went to the University of Sussex, you studied media, you've worked extensively in television, you've done short films and things, but what's the thing you like doing most?
Well, I like to write novels, because I think that kind of immersive world is you cannot get it with other forms of media. Screenwriting and being involved in television or film production is a fantastic thing. It's teamwork and it's collaborative. And essentially it's compromise, and that's a good thing. But the chance to sit down there in front of a computer, I use an iPad to write, and to basically dream up your own world is, you don't get that. And I think that's essentially why I did change to novel writing, because I suppose I was selfish, really, and I wanted to control over my own world.
No, I see nothing wrong with that. I tell that to all my students. I'm in control. Doesn't work, but I tell it to them. Now, Crime Wave Press is an imprint that has really impressed me. It's come out of nowhere. It's banged into the marketplace and gone, I'm here, and we have a diverse range of authors. But how did you end up at Crime Wave Press?
Well, I did the rounds with the Murder Boys in different titles through the established publishing houses and agencies in the UK. I had some serious interest, and my problem, really, I think in reflection, my problem, they didn't understand the book. They said, okay, 13-year-old narrator must have an 11-year-old audience. Huh? Can you change the language to make it like that? And I did. I thought, well, okay, if this is the hoops I've got to jump through. But then they said, well, no, the language is too complex. And I was frustrated because I thought that a lot of the books that I'd been kind of thinking of when I wrote it, and that was the Mark Twain's, the, I'm not flattering myself in any way, but the Tom Sawyer's, the Huck Finn's, Ian Banks, the Wasp Factory.
The good solid adventures. The good solid adventures, the ones that are driven along by characters, yes. The ones that have decent language in them, especially things like Wasp Factory.
Well, yeah, and they had young narrators, but I didn't feel that they were necessarily. I mean, I think they were books for young people. I think I have on my website that I write books for big kids and kids with big dreams. And you know, in some ways, I don't see the distinction. I think, you know, an adult and a child can read Huck Finn and enjoy it equally. And the same goes for the Wasp Factory. But in my experience of the mainstream publishers, was their margins are so tight. They were obsessed with genre. They were obsessed with pinpointing an audience. And ultimately, you know, we couldn't reach an agreement. I self-published. And from that, I got in contact with Tom Vater, who actually I knew 20 years previously. And obviously, he's gone out to live in Bangkok. And he read it, and he liked it. And what was brilliant about it is he came straight back, and he said, we want to market this as a punk YA, a British answer to Huck Finn and Tom Sawyer. And I thought, you understand this book. You understand exactly what I'm doing. And so that's been fantastic. And to have somebody, you know, on your side who believes and understands your work as you see it is priceless.
He's a very perceptive chap, is Tom. He can pick a book. He's picked a few lately that, you know, normally you would think, how the hell would you ever get this published? Because you read the jacket bios and think, yeah, I don't know if I'd publish them. But him and his imprint are doing gangbusters on these things, and more power to him. Do you think that things like the internet and the iPad and things are making it, obviously publishing houses like Crime Wave Press, are making it easier for first-time authors to get out there?
I think they are and they aren't, you know. There's more outlets out there, but as I say, the mainstream publishing houses have become much more conservative. So I think, you know, authors perhaps, you know, I think anyone who thinks I'm going to write and I'm going to become rich shouldn't be writing anyway. That's the wrong reason to write. But I think perhaps, you know, the amount of people who are making livings or you know, very, very good livings out of writing novels is diminishing. However, there are opportunities for much more writers to reach new audiences. And that's exactly what Crime Wave Press are doing.
Hmm.
They're finding people with ideas and talent, and they're bringing them to new audiences. So, you know, technology always is this two sides of it. And what can you do? You have to live in the moment, and you have to make the most of what's there.
Very true. Now, Murder Boys is out there now. You're working on Essential Oil. Have you got anything else sort of spinning around that you're sort of thinking, there's a book in this, or some other project you're working on at the moment?
Yeah, I've got a couple, actually, I've sort of gone for Essential Oil because Murder Boys is out now with Crime Wave Press, and I'm thinking, okay, Essential Oil would make a nice sequel to it. But I've got a couple. One's around about 40,000 words long, but it's more of an adult novel, and it's something I at some point. It's sort of provisional title. It's called The Earwig Man, and it's something I want to come back to at some point, definitely. And there's another one as well, a kind of something a little like The Magus by John Fowles, but brought modernised and using the internet, with a young man sort of at the mercy of deception and illusion.
Looks like you are going to be busy. This is good. John, it's been wonderful talking to you. If people want to find out more about the Murder Boys or more about any of your other projects, is there somewhere they can go and have a look?
I have a Facebook page, which you can search for John B. Bliss under Facebook, and that will take you straight there. And at the moment, that's where, you know, interviews are going. Anything that I put out is there. I shall need to get a website of my own, no doubt, soon. And, you know, it's all early days and very exciting.
Could help, because Facebook. Can't see Facebook from China, I'm sorry.
Oh, you can't,
no.
Can you?
Or Twitter. Doesn't matter. You can also go to crimewavepress.com, and it's there. Yeah.
Yeah, there should be some information there soon.
Or at least hopefully soon, because the book only came out, according to this, May 21st. Oh,
yeah,
gee.
It's all very, very new. Although, of course, it's a strange thing because the book isn't new to you.
No.
Yeah, but it's new to a lot of people, and that's very exciting.
I did not realise that we were this close to the publication. I thought it'd been out. Like, well, Tom normally sends me an author and says, oh, it's been out for a couple of weeks. And not, oh, it just came out the other day. He must be getting confident. John, it has been an absolute pleasure talking to you today. I look forward to speaking to you when either essential oil hits or something else comes out. But in the meantime, thank you very, very much for joining us today.
That's been a great pleasure, Stuart. Thank you very much.